The service center is bustling on this December day. Clients are busy choosing from an array of fresh foods, breads, and meats in the pantry out front. In a side room, two nurses help clients with diabetes check their glucose and talk with them about healthy food choices. Out back, volunteers are helping to keep a variety of programs running smoothly. One of those programs involves toys. Lots of them.
So we're in the midst of looking at what we had left from last year.
That's Brenda Swain, executive director of the service center. She's giving me a tour of the center's warehouse. We're barely past Thanksgiving, and Swain's mind has already moved from feasting to giving.
As soon as we stop with turkeys, we start with toys. So this amazing crew of people, along with lots of other folks, have been working to organize, sort, get ready for what's going to happen on the 20th and 21st here.
And what's going to happen is this huge warehouse of food will transform into a toy store with holiday lights and decorations and elves, or volunteers, who act as personal shoppers to help clients choose the perfect toys for their children.
It's like FAO Schwartz on Cape Cod.
Swain says more than 600 people volunteer each year, with dozens working on the toy drive alone. In turn, they help an equal number of families put something under their tree.
There's always a lot going on around here. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Another toy elf, but right now she's in the pantry filling the dairy case.
The toy operation is so big, it spans multiple rooms in the service center.
This is the basement I was telling you about.
In the basement, volunteer Lee Davis is unpacking stocking stuffers she'll bundle up for boys aged 3 to 5. She's surrounded by bins and bins of toys.
I've tried to put one big truck, 3 matchbox, a small stuffed animal, a glue stick, crayons, and some sort of coloring book in each one of the stocking stuffers for the boys 3 to 5, which is my goal to finish all of those today.
Parents will receive pre-filled stockings with age-appropriate toys. Then they can pick anywhere from 3 to 8 gifts for each child with the help of their personal shopper. Here's Service Center Director Brenda Swain again.
All the gifts we give this time of year are brand new because it's so important, you know, when children are opening those gifts that they have new things.
Swain says the toys serve a dual purpose.
The holidays are supposed to be a joyous time, but if you are struggling with all of these bills, somebody in your household may be ill, you may have found out that your hours are being cut. So if we, with the community's help, can provide that support for the parents to give those gifts to their children, then they can use those dollars that they would have had to spend on these presents, because that's important to their children and we don't want them not to have that. But then they can use their own resources to pay for their mortgage or their lights or other bills that they need to keep their family going.
The center has traditionally served just families in Falmouth, but this year they'll serve families from Mashpee as well.
You know, we want people to know they can come here and feel safe and be able to get the support and help they need.
The Falmouth Service Center is accepting new toys for kids of all ages through December 14th.